Come on, shout and praise the living God. Hallelujah. There are clearly no football fans here. It's okay. Please sit down. Take your seats. How many Arsenal fans have we got in the house? I can't see. See, there's all this. You guys, how are you guys doing? Are you? Well, it's the beginning of the season. We'll see. Hallelujah. I know that every single new season, they get really excited. And then something happens. Hallelujah. I'm not prophesying, okay? But you know, we serve a good, dependable, reliable God. He never fails us. See, season by season, no matter what the season is, God is faithful. Hallelujah. So you can always be on a high with God. Amen. With all these football teams, you go high, you go low. You go high, you go high. Hallelujah. Let's give God praise. Come on, praise him like you mean it. Hallelujah. So, we're in the last quarter of 2019. Amen. How many of us are still believing God to answer our prayers? Believing God to answer prayers. Believing God for, come on, like you, Lord, I'm believing you for miracles. I'm believing you for answered prayers. I'm believing you for new beginnings. I'm believing you for all that you have for me. Everything that you have for me in 2019, I am going to receive. There will not be a takeover. There will not be a carryover. I am going to get everything in 2019. Amen. And then I will go into 2020 loaded with blessings. Me. Just me. No, it seems like it's just me. So how many of us want to go loaded, like as in loaded, heavily laden with blessings? Wow. Nobody? No, it doesn't seem like it. Okay. So, we're believing God for answers to prayers. Yes. God's really been dealing with me and just the last few weeks, just really showing me some stuff. How many people want, if you can have just one key, like one key, you know, there's so many keys, but one key that will maybe unlock that door for you. Who would want to know what the key is? You guys have to wake up. Hello? Hi. Wake up, talk to moi. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Please, yes? How many people want the key? Hey, come on now, people. Okay, so this morning we're going to be talking about something. And I really believe in the name of Jesus Christ that he will bless us. Amen. As we're believing God for answers to prayers, that just put up your hands right now and say, in the name of Jesus, I will be the answer to someone's prayer. In the name of Jesus, you will use me to be a blessing to someone. In 2019, you will use me to change, to transform, to impact the life of somebody in 2019. Amen? That's one of the keys. You know, the Bible says in Acts 20:35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen? And so sometimes, really and truly, in order to receive, we give. But then we give without any strings attached. Amen? So we're going to be talking about that this morning. Amen. Amen. How many people are made in the image of God? Oh, Lord. Some people are not made in the image of God. I need my glasses because I didn't see hands up. How many people are made in the image of God? I can see now. Hallelujah. We all are. And so what does God do? We're made in the image of God, right? So we will be like God. I saw Carlyn just now. Where is she? Oh, she's in a meeting. Oh, okay. Olga and Stephanie, come. Both of you come. Like last week, I saw Auntie Ruth was here. Carlyn was there. Even the dance steps, it was the same. Honestly, did you notice? It was the same moves, you know? So all the good moves that Kalyan has, she got it from my mama. Seriously. Look, mother and daughter, right? She, if you look at them, you can see Olga in Stephanie, can't you? If you can't, I can borrow you my glasses. So we're all made in the image of God. So there's something about God in us. Amen? And there's one key thing about God. If you think God, what comes to your mind? If you just think about the goodness, the faithfulness, what comes to your mind? Love. Love, 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 love. And how does God love us? How does God love us? He loves us excessively. He loves us. He's generous with his love. He's magnanimous. He's lavish. He lavishes us. That's how God is. Everything God does for us, he does it in great abundance. You think about the heavens. Think about the sea. Think about the animals. Animals, we don't even know their names. Everything God does for us, he does it. He's generous. Amen? And say, I am made in the image of God. So therefore, God has made me to be a generous human being. I am lavish with my love. I am lavish and generous with my heart, with all of my heart. Yes, hallelujah. See, my daughter spoke. Amen. So that is one of the keys. And we're going to go somewhere. And the thing about this thing is, if we tap into it and we're generous and we just give. We're not giving because we want some strings. Some of us, when we give, I'm giving because I just really want Abina to be nice to me. So therefore, I'm going to give. We just give. God just, hates his love. For God so loved that he gave. So love gives. Love always gives. You cannot love without giving. And when you give generously. And that thing can change someone's life. Amen. And I really believe that's one of the keys for 2019 to take us into 2020 so that we're loaded with blessings. We're going to read. Anyone know about Boaz? Who? I can see without my glasses to read. I can't see that way. Okay, that's the reason why. So how many people here are believing God for a Boaz? Stand up if you're believing God for your Boaz. Stand up if you're believing God for Boaz. No, up, please, up, Boaz. Boaz. If you're believing God for Boaz, stand. 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 Yeah, okay, please sit. See, when we talk about Boaz, right, when we say Boaz, we're believing God for Boaz, the people who tend to stand are people who are single because we're thinking, my husband. But today, in the name of Jesus, everyone, we will encounter our Boazes in Jesus' name. Because it's not just, yes, Boaz, Ruth's husband, yes. But the man Boaz, what was significant about him was the way he lavished favor on Ruth. And then when he started doing it, he didn't do it because he wanted her for a wife. He just favored her. Amen? So we're going to read. So how many people are believing God for Boaz? Yeah, all of us. So Anthony can't say to Marilyn, why are you standing up? You want your Boaz? I'm your Boaz. Hallelujah. Okay. So I'm going to read from Ruth chapter 2, verse 4. We know this story. Ruth's husband died. Now, and she decided she was going to follow her mother-in-law back to her country. And then I'm going to pick up from verse 4. He says, now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers. So this was when Ruth now said, look, I'm going to go into a field. Yes, I'm going to go into a field and just kind of glean some, what's it called? Glean, anyway, food. He was after food, yes? She was after food. So glean some stuff from the fields so that they can eat. So you think about it. What compelled Ruth to go with Naomi? Love. I mean, literally, Ruth laid down her life. She was generous in her love towards her mother-in-law. She didn't have any hidden agenda. She didn't know whether Naomi was going to have a relative who would marry her. All she wanted to do was just go with Ruth, with Naomi, and just be a blessing to her. And then when she got to this place, she was like, okay, you're old, you stay at home. I'm going to go out and find food for us to eat. And then the Bible says, it so happened that the field that she got into was Boaz's field. He said, please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain. After him whose sight I may find favor. How many are believing God to find favor in the sight? You know, it's important to find favor in the sight of the right person. No point in finding favor in the sight of someone who can do nothing for you. It so happened that God ordered the footsteps she got into Boaz's field, right? And then it so happened that Boaz favored her. Amen? So, but then she had no ulterior motive. So I'm just going to pick up a few verses. And then it says verse 5. Then Boaz, So now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, the Lord be with you. What kind of a blessing is that? The Lord be with you. It shows the character of Boaz. Like, just blessing his servants. The Lord be with you. Like, how generous are we with our words? How do we lavish our words on people? Do we build them up with our words? Do we, you know, we come into contact with people, by the time we speak to them, they're like, yes. Are we those kind of people who build up with our words? You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, there is power of death and life in the tongue. So when we meet people, what are we doing with them? Are we breathing and speaking life over them? Or are we just leaving them with death? What are we doing? Boaz said, the Lord be with you. That is life. So I want to challenge us today, even let's be lavish with our words. When we greet people, when we hug them, we just pour on them lavishly. Amen? No strings attached. Oh, Auntie Ruth, you're looking so gorgeous. Because, oh, Auntie Ruth, you know, I want... No, we're just being generous. You think about the power of words. God created everything with words. Amen. Let there be light. And we know the power of our words. So when we meet people, let's leave them something. If that's all we can do, just have a wonderful day. These are his servants. And he took the time to say, the Lord be with you. And then he went and said, he said to the servant who was in charge of the reapers, whose young woman is this? I mean, this is Boaz. This man, I mean, on record, rich man. And then he had plenty of servants. But he had the time to notice that there was a new servant. Or someone, you know, in the midst of servants, he noticed. That shows the kind of person Boaz is. Amen? So the servant who was in charge said, it is the young Moabite who came back with Naomi. You know, and then told him the story. And then look at verse 8 here. He said, then Boaz said to Ruth, you will listen, my daughter, will you not? Do not go to glean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close by my young women. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you? And when you're thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn. So she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me? Not just a servant, but a foreigner. Amen? Amen. Why have I found so? And look at what he did. He was moved. He heard Ruth's story, and he was moved with compassion. You know, the Bible says Jesus was moved with compassion. And every time Jesus was moved with compassion, he did something. Let's not just be moved by compassion and sit where we're at. He was moved by compassion and decided he was going to do something. And he said to her, look, stay here and glean grain here. Don't go anywhere else. He gave us specific instructions and directions. You know, and you know, there's something powerful about instructions and directions. Because if you're going somewhere, right, you want to go to Canaan's land, right, and you don't have directions, you know where you're going. You know where you want to go. You know where you want to get to. But without proper directions and instructions, you will go round and round and round and round and round and round and not get there. Or by the time you get there, you're worn out. You will waste unnecessary time. So he told her, don't go elsewhere. In clear instructions, stay here. get your grain from here. Glean your grain from here. Amen. So that too was generosity. Like, no need for him to do it. He chose to do it. Yes? And then, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs 3:27, do not withhold from someone what is due to them if it's in the power of your hand to do it. Don't withhold. And sometimes, you know, maybe we don't have money, we don't have, but one thing we all have is words. We can speak. How many people can speak? We can speak and we can choose to use our words to build and to edify or to pull down and to tear down. Amen? So we have words. So say, I have something. I have something really powerful. And in the name of Jesus, I'm going to use it to build up people in Jesus' name. We use it to build up ourselves, but also we just give it out. At the cash point, when you're going, say something nice to the person serving you on the till. Say something nice to the Nando's person who's serving. Just say something. Just say something. Or your hair is nice. Or your skin is lovely. Or something. Your nails, whatever. Find something. You have no idea what that little word of encouragement will do. These are even to people you don't know. Amen. Let's be lavish. It doesn't cost us anything. Amen. Or sometimes all it takes is a smile. Everybody, can we smile? I want to see teeth. Smile. Do you know, honestly, let's smile. Especially in this day and age, with Brexit, everyone's just, or sometimes it's the winter, it's cold. You give a smile, and it's amazing. No matter what, when you smile at people, automatically they smile back. Amen. Let's give a smile. Amen. So he had a choice. He heard something about Ruth, and he had a choice concerning what to do. He could do something or not do something, and he chose to do something. Amen. So he chose to make provision. Yes, he says, look, glean here, and then protection. I've told my servants not to harass you. Stay here. And then he complimented her. Like, I've heard so many good things about you. How often do we compliment people? What does it take to just look at someone and say, guy, that your shirt is looking very good? Amen? Little things matter. Amen. So, on purpose, he purposely did all of these things. He had a choice and he chose to do it. Amen? So, at the end of the day, you think about Ruth. Ruth gave herself. She more or less gave her life generously to someone without any ulterior motive. And then when she was going to glean from this field, she had no ulterior motive. So at the end of the day, you think about it, Ruth was Naomi's answer to prayer. If you remember when Naomi got back to her country and they were calling her Naomi, she said, don't call me Naomi. Don't call me Naomi. Life has been bad. Life has been tough. Things have been bad. Don't call me. Call me Mara. Life is hard. Life is bitter. Life is... She forgot one thing that she had. What did she have? She had Ruth. She had Ruth with her. You know what? No matter what we lose, you know what? God will not go back looking for what you've lost. God will always use what you still have to bless you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You've lost everything. There will still be a little remnant. And when Naomi went back, she went back with Ruth. And she said, I have nothing. But she had Naomi. She had Ruth. Naomi and Ruth happened to be the answer to her prayer. Because when Ruth... She was giving lavishly. She was just giving. She had no ulterior motive. She went to Boaz's field. Boaz, we know the story. She ended up marrying Boaz, right? How did that turn Naomi's life around? It turned Naomi's life around. But also, you think about it, because we always think about Ruth. Ruth was, she was a servant. She was a Moabitess. She was this, she was that. She was down and low and blah, blah, blah. And then she married Boaz. And so her life... But I want to say something as well today. That even Boaz got more than he bargained for. Ruth, I believe Ruth was a hot babe. We have a Ruth in the house. Auntie Ruth, come. Come. Can you imagine? A hot babe. Ruth, come on, auntie. Ruth was a hot babe. Seriously, Boaz was an old man. It's true. You read it. Because even when he was talking to her, he was saying, thank you, Andrew. He was saying, oh, you know, I thought you'd be interested in a young man. So Boaz, even in being generous and lavish, he had no ulterior motive. He ended up getting a babe. He ended up getting some hot. And then Ruth now had a child. Come on now. What if Boaz too had not done what he was meant to do and fall in line and just be generous? What if? So not only was Ruth blessed, Boaz himself was blessed. A hot chick. The chick came. That's the thing. The woman came into his field. He didn't have to go looking. Came. But it was what he did that opened that door. But in doing it, he had no ulterior motive. So God had a plan. So what I'm trying to say is that, look, in just going out a normal, everyday business, just doing what we should do, just being generous with our love, with our affection, with our talk, with our words, with our encouragement, God will set us up. God will set us up. God will just set us up. Because if you look at those three people, Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz, they all won. We're all winners. Naomi was the only one who thought, ooh, woe is me, life is over. She forgot the one thing she had. But it was fine. Even, you know, the way Ruth was, her heart was so good, she did not take offense at the woman. Amen? She just continued and continued and continued and continued. So God sorted out Ruth. God sorted out Boaz. Amen. So I just want to really encourage us that generosity in our hearts, generosity in everything that we do, because that's the character of God. God is, he's so magnanimous. He gives and he gives and he gives. And the thing about God is we can never outgive God. It's impossible. So whatever it is that we give, we get back. Amen. And you know what? God wants us to be the answers to people's prayers. And I tell you, as we are the answers to the prayers, God will answer our prayers. God will just set us up, and there will be somebody too who will be there who will just do stuff for us. Ruth was doing something for Naomi, and then her footsteps were. How come Ruth ended up in Boaz's field? Why not in Lapidot's field? How come the footsteps of a righteous man are that of the Lord? Amen. So God always orders our footsteps. Amen. Hallelujah. So that Boaz got more than he bargained for. Amen. And like I said, you know, the Bible just says that he who scatters increases those who we told. It leads to poverty. That's in my glasses. Proverbs 11:24. One who scatters increases. Yeah, and then 11:25 says, a generous soul will be made rich. That is, it's a given. A generous soul will be made rich. Look at the widow of Zarephath. Remember, Elijah went to her and said, look, I know you're saying this is your very last card. This is your last meal. You're just going to use this flour and you're going to bake bread for you and your son. And you're going to eat it and you're going to die. Like, I want you to practice generosity. Not just generosity. In fact, I want you to practice, I don't even know what the word is, because that bit of flour that you have, you're not going to eat anything from it. I want you to just take it, bake bread, give it to me to eat first, and then. Look, God always gives us a choice. That widow had a choice to obey or not to obey. And then we know the story. She did. Yes? She baked the bread, gave it to the man of God, and we know the rest of the story. She had plenty. Plenty. Excess. God gives us, always gives us in excess. And the thing is, God, we always have something that we give. That's the thing. The widow thought, all I have is this little thing that will not last. It won't go anywhere. But God is saying to each one of us, There's something that you think is really small that is in your hand that will go a long way. It will go a long way if you choose to be generous with it. If we choose to be generous with it. And in particular, I just really believe that God is talking to us about how we behave with other people. Other people, just give them love, give them attention, give them, look, with our family, that's a given. Do you know what I mean? It's a given. Prof, I see how he lavishes love and affection and kisses on his wife all the time. Even now, you'll see him kiss her. In my dreams. Okay. Hallelujah. So, you know, there's power of death and life in the tongue. So with our family, it's a given. We have to. I'm not even talking about family. I'm talking about other people. Other people who are believers and other people who are not believers. Those who are not believers, how are we going to win them to the Lord? Is that extra factor? What is wrong with this woman? She's always so nice. You know, some people, that you always think they're too nice. And you're thinking, somehow their true colors will show. Somehow their true. And then you think, huh? This is their true color? That should be our testimony as Christians in the name of Jesus. I've had a few people around me. I'm thinking, I'm not sure. And then I look. Test. You know, time is the true test of everything. And then time, this person is very much the same. Amen. Let's be like that. And we can win people to the Lord with the way we love on them. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we do it in the name of Jesus, Ephesians 3:20 will be made manifest in our lives. The God who does exceedingly abundantly above and beyond that which we can ask or imagine. I want to close with this. You know, favor. We're believing God for favor. Yeah, unusual favor. You know, favor. So God, even what I don't deserve, please give it to me. You know, just open those doors. But I really believe that we need to show people favor and also and mercy. Actually, I was looking at the definition of favor. I hope I were in here. Favor. Even what the common dictionary calls favor is preferential treatment, unusual, undeserved. That we just give to people. Let's seek people out, especially people who, let's give it to them. Yes? And then give people mercy. Mercy is, look, I deserve to be punished. But hey, Lord, just be merciful to me. How many people here, you know, as well as deserving, believing God for favor, we're believing God for mercy. Let's dish out favor as well as mercy. You think about Jesus, the woman with the caught in the act of adultery. When they said, look, she deserves to be stoned to death. What did he show her? Mercy. So in our daily dealings, let's think favor and mercy. Let's dish it out. Let's, you know what we can give to people? We can build them up. We can, and in doing that, I promise, according to what we've seen, in doing that, because that's being Christ-like. You think about the way God loves on us. I have loved you with an everlasting love. You are beautiful. You are created in my image. That's how he loves on us. And we are made in his image. And that is a requirement from the Lord for us. That we build people up. We edify them. We bring them up. We favor them. We show them mercy. And as we do it, in the name of Jesus Christ, as we do it, just like Ruth. Ruth, who was a servant, someone who went begging in a field. God ordered her footsteps to that field. She now became the landowner. As in, come on, talk about, that's not even double promotion. What kind of promotion is that? So for all of us, be giving God for speed and acceleration in the name of Jesus. Just lift up your hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, I declare speed and acceleration in Jesus' name as I press in into everything God has for me in the last few weeks of 2019. I will be generous. I will be magnanimous. I will be like Jesus. And I know that, Lord, you will set me up in the name of Jesus. You will put me in the same place, in the same position as Ruth, where you will just turn my life around for good. In Jesus' name, just lift up your hands. Father, just bless the Lord. Father, we just bless you. Lord, we just exalt you. Father, you are good to us all the time. Father, we say today that we want to just be like you. Love without holding back. Father, help us to love without withholding. Help us to love people into the kingdom. Lord, help us to love even those we think are unlovable. Lord, help us. Because sometimes we ourselves, we are unlovable sometimes, but you love us all of the time. You're constant with your love and affection. Father, help us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.